I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here. Welcome, welcome, Manj, to this Divine Design podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Aunt Peggy. What a time we are in.
Yeah, we actually only have met once before, and we plan to take this podcast, but something has happened during the way, so it is crazy energy for a lot of us, so maybe we just go with the flow.
Yes, I'm 100% with you on that. Yes, the crazy energy.
Yeah, and you see your life as being initiated, you kind of to the next level.
Yes, quite literally. The last 24 hours have been really intense, and I know. And I know we're receiving right now. There's someone who I tune into, and she said we are at a level collectively and individually where we can take on more light, more information, more codes, and all of that. So when I heard that message, I was just like, oh my God, I feel like I've just integrated, the last codes, which feel like 30 seconds prior to that, and. Actually, that's not true. It's like for me, it's kind of up and down in that I'll go through extreme bliss states. Like when we had our first conversation, I would say it was a tornado of bliss. It was absolutely wonderful, and I was on the moon, really. Like it was so exciting. And then after that, it's just been... we had the solar wind, the radiation that we were getting from the sun over the weekend, upwards of 800 kilometers per second. Like it was, and it just asked me to stop, like just be slow and be still. But now there's more. And I felt like the weekend was quite stilling, if I may. And I, went out and did stuff. I functioned, but I tell you, just being out was, I saw myself like people were around me and I was just walking through, like, so it was really already intense. And then it just kicked up about nine notches yesterday. And I slept a lot of yesterday through, and that's my way. Like I'm so super sensitive. So, looking at what's happening with the sun, there's no major flare. There's no, the KP index isn't off the charts. It's nothing like that. It's just this influx of energy that's coming through and asking for us to just stop and integrate and rest and let go. Just let go of that. getting onto this call today took us, 20 minutes. And I'm, getting my computer ready in advance. And it's just everything saying, just relax and let go. You have no control over this. And it will happen when it's supposed to happen. But stop. Just stop trying. So that's the energy of today. And I know on the other side of this is the extreme bliss state. Like it's the over the moon again. So it's just this this absolute trust. Like for me, what it really is, and Peggy, is letting go and watching myself go through ego death after ego death after ego death. And this morning even I'm not even at my house. I'm at my sister's house because I was like, I just don't know what I need. Quiet, drawing, listening to sound baths. And this morning I woke up and nearly canceled. It was that kind of energy. And I thought to myself, you can't, that's not an option. You have to show up to this because this is how we're, if I don't show up, then the day kind of stays, bleh, and eventually I'll get myself to good. But if I can show up, then it changes my trajectory, changes my timeline, and it integrates. It brings the energy in with greater ease. And that's exactly what I feel right now, you know, sitting here across from you and with your beautifulness, just thank you. What can I say? But thank you. It's an honor to be here with you right now, having this conversation, despite the chaos that I felt a very short time ago.
Yeah, and it feels when you talk, it sounds like what we call dark night of the soul, because everything is kind of disturbed, and dark night of the soul is an initiation, and it can be very hard. And I was in the dark night of the soul for 6 years, and it's like, wow. And it was hard. So I said to people that I was bipolar, because it feels like you are bipolar being in the dark night of the soul, because you're up, down, everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's exhausted. But when we have come true, it's worth it. It's worth it.
I agree. And, you know, it feels like every time you've done the integration and you've come through, it's over, it's done, and it's not done. But that's okay. It's okay. And it's just, you know, what I say to myself and what I say to people all the time is, you know, it's not happening to us, it's happening for us, by us. We're orchestrating this, and it's just this, you know, just continue to try to remember and remember. I mean, it's, I think that's the most important thing. It's not happening to us. We agreed for this. We came for this. We put our hands up and said, yeah, I'm going, you know, and with so many other souls trying to get down here at this time, at this incredible shift that we've never done before. Right. So it's like here we are in these, you know, in these body temples, some might not call them that, you know, and it's time to just master. It's time to master this and really connect everything. That's why we're in the 3D. Right. We chose this to be here. And it's so easy to be in our heads. It's so easy to be in the crown chakra and, you know, and all of that. But we've got to ground. We've got to be here because we chose this on this dimension at this time. So I could cry easily, and I probably will, but that's what this time is about. Let it go. You know, I was so proud of my husband the other day when he said to me, I'm angry right now. And I'm like, great, fantastic, be, you know, and we don't judge each other, you know, but we rarely say, you know, voice that I am this or feeling that. And, you know, we just give each other a lot of space. And he's not, you know, looking so, he's not himself right now. But so it's overwhelming. It's so many things. It's so many things shift, right? It's, I love to say to people, it's like being in a house that's completely being gutted and restructured, refurbished, everything. Everything's being taken out. The toilets, everything is being taken out. And you can just imagine how noisy, how horrible, how dusty. I mean, we wouldn't be in that house if that was happening. You know, the space around me right now, my darling sister's house, you know, if it was being reconstructed, we wouldn't be having a conversation. We would be out somewhere. I would be out somewhere. But that's what's happening. Our bodies are going through this complete restructuring process. From carbon to crystal, you know, and we're functioning, you know. Some people call themselves like functioning alcoholics. I don't know what the word is here. We're like functioning humans while we're going through this upgrade. Right. It's mental. It's absolutely mental. And that's why, like, I feel like this conversation is so important to let people know that you're okay. You're okay. I'm okay. We made it. You know, I made it here. And I don't know what the rest of my day looks like. I don't care. And that's the whole point, is just keep arriving to now, to now, to now. And just let go, let go, let go. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it helps to have someone, if you understand, because you understand what you are in. When I went through it, I understand some, but I didn't understand the complexity of it. If I knew that what I was in was the dark night of the soul, then it's easier to carry, kind of. It's like, okay, because when you are in something and maybe, oh, maybe I, because someone think, oh, maybe I have a cancer, maybe I have diseases, because it feels like everything comes up and the body really can give us a lot of pain. And so, yeah, the thoughts you share are very supportive, because when we know what's happening, and this started to happen to me in 2013, and I was finished in the end of 2018. And then it was like, ah, oh, so I have breathed after that. But of course, life happens. So even though you have transformed and gone through it, and I listened to a lady that said, well, when we go through the dark night of the soul, everything, every aspect of us that don't give self-love. So when we love ourselves completely, fully, with all our error and all our failure or whatever we call it, then we have gone through the dark night of the soul. So it is, and additional to that, I can only speak for myself. I have said yes to be the new human. And the new human also is, we are going against it anyhow. I haven't gone so deep into it, but I said yes to be the new human after my dark night of the soul. So I have gone through new initiation just doing that. But that was a conscious choice.
Yes.
The dark night of the soul, I didn't feel it as a conscious, I just was thrown into it, even though I wanted it on another level. It was like, ooh, what's happening? I said yes, and then I started the initiation. So I said yes first with my conscience, my free will. And then it is much easier when you say yes and then go into it, instead of just be thrown into it and don't understand anything of it.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I would agree with that. I would agree. And, you know, you said something interesting there about, like, I have an analogy of like, you want to go through it when you're conscious of it. You want to go through it, right? But it's like, it doesn't make it easy, right? It's like, you know, someone who wants to lose weight and is watching the video, but sitting there eating an ice cream. I want to do it, but and it's really harnessing it, all of it, just bringing together all parts of us, right? If you don't just mind, or if you mind, just I'm gonna lose my power, so I've got to just do something. Pardon me. Okay, that should be just fine. Done. Okay, fantastic. Hopefully no beeping and stuff like that, and we just carry on. Thank you. That was another thing we were saying, is like getting onto this call. It took a good amount of time because of technological stuff. Also dealing with the energy, right?
Yeah, so what you are going through is affecting the energy, because I normally, when I wait, when I have a time, I give 5 to 7 minutes, and then if they aren't showing up, as I said to you, I just go into my next project. But you said, I will be there in a minute, just give me time. And I understand that the energy has been hard. So it's like, yeah, I will give the space. Because we need to help each other. I know how difficult it has been to go through this. I started in 2013, and I was finished before the COVID, because COVID actually started it for a lot of people.
Yes.
And some of us had to do it before, so we can kind of help, because now the collective are kind of in it.
Yes, agreed. And that's why I think, so you're like, you know, one of the waves, because there's so many waves of people.
So many waves.
I feel like it's turning into a tsunami, you know, where we're all just, and there is this, for me, a sense of urgency. So that's why when I saw your podcast for the first time, it was just like, send her a message now, like, she is love, she resonates, you know, and it was, and that's what I find, resonance, people who listening. It's such and you know, oftentimes I get people coming to me saying, you know, I have no one like you to speak with, you know. But here I meet people all the time who, you know, I met someone last week for the first time, second time, but first time was just hello, 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 whatever. And then we got together and it was like two young girls seeing each other after lifetimes. And it was so exciting and so fun and so much love. Like that was part of, you know, being over the moon. So the magnetism is so strong, and it's constantly getting yourself, getting ourselves back into a state of ease and grace and easy, like easy on ourselves. And I know this is that's probably the biggest kicker for me is I realize now how I'm not driven, that's not the word, but how I carry so much guilt. And you know, this feeling badness for people. Did you go through that too? Yeah, I'm sure you did in your dark night, where you're like, I've got to make a decision for me, you know, and there's your husband over there and your children over there, but I've got to do this for me. And you know, it's the right thing to do, but the guilt is like, it feels like a death.
Yeah, it is a death.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I've said to myself. Let it be that. Surrender. Just let it be a death. And that's part of you that needs to go, because guilt doesn't have room in the divine human.
No, it doesn't.
There's so many ways to spin this conversation now, you know, speaking of divine human and Aunt Peggy Divine, which also spoke to me, right? Like just seeing the name of your YouTube channel, divine human we're based in love. We're, you know, it's just love. We were never supposed to suffer. We were never supposed to, you know, have this guilt and shame and all of the stuff that we've, you know, picked up along the way. So that's, that's what we're losing. But, you know, that it's death after death after death after death. And we've got to just carry on.
Yeah. So. And I'm so glad you said, because that's what we lose. We lose all the guilt, all the shame, all that. So it is so freeing. And after I was invited to take Divine as a name, and first I said no, because I was attached to my family, my grandmother that I adored, but I did it. We are invited all the time. We are invited to more light, more light, more light. And me taking the name Divine was actually saying yes to be the new human. Yes. And this also is going into the unknown. And going into the unknown can be scary, but I know that there are so much love. I experience such an amazing life, just have said yes to being new human, even though it has been processes, but life is an experience. It's not only mental, as we say. So yeah.
And it's magical. It's supposed to be magical. Like, you know, I've been joking for years about teleporting. And I know it's like around the corner. We do it every night when we close our eyes and lay down in bed. We're doing it anyways. So it's so close to us. And telepathy is, you know, coming on. All of our superpowers, everything, it's in our blueprint, yeah. Right? I mean, when scientists were saying 98% of our DNA was junk, I mean, if you just chew on that for a moment, like nature doesn't make junk.
Nope.
No, impossible. So for anyone who's listening and is only hearing that for the first time, if that was 98% junk they were saying, that was like predominantly shut off human. And now we're starting to switch on again. And that's why it's like there's the restructuring of the house analogy, but there's also, and I'm sure you've said this yourself, like the being in a dark room is how we've lived our lives. And, you know, someone comes in and turns on the light. What's it going to do? If you've never seen the light and you've been operating, and you know, doing all your stuff, and all of a sudden there's this blinding light, and then they turn it up and up and up and up and up, you know, and that's what's happening to us right now. We are getting more light and light and light and more codes, and you know, it's switching on our DNA, so that we can be what we're supposed to be, you know, not craving and desiring and addicted and you know, all of that stuff. So it's awesome. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. But it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's what label do we use? It can, what we call us horrific or bad and everything. When we have gone through it, we often use other names. It's like, wow, that was actually gifts.
Yes.
So even the hard thing and all the hard experience, a lot of tears and hardness, it's like, wow, I did it. And we come so much stronger and stronger and stronger. It's like, wow. So being crystal, as you said, from being matter and turning into crystals, well, our diamonds want to shine.
Yes, beautifully said, 100%. You know, just walking through, like I said to myself, just keep showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up, you know, and I mean, yesterday I had to cancel on a friend. I didn't have anything in me to give to her, and had to deal with that guilt and whatever. But, you know, blessing in disguise as well, for you know, for whatever reason, and to be able to get to today, to be able to get to this morning, and just do the contemplation of, like, you know, the benefits and the costs. You know, if I don't do it, then my whole day is, if I do it, I know I'm gonna walk out of here into the sunshine, and I don't have to say anything to anyone. I'm back to being myself, and that is just being me, and people around are elated. Right, like, you know, children will come up, and you know, and I know you know what I'm talking about. It's just the energy. There's beautiful. I have to share this story because it affected me so much. And it was of a gentleman going through a near death experience. I won't go through the whole story, but essentially, there was a part in his story where he's saying that he had basically died. He's watching himself. From above, right? And he sees a paramedic, a young guy, they're in the ambulance, and the paramedic is this young guy's like, oh, I wish I could have done something for him. And as soon as he says that, his heart is glowing. So the dead guy, he's up there and he's seeing this, and he's like, what? He doesn't realize it's himself. Right? Vincent something is his name. I can't remember. I did do a video about him. But anyways, so he's watching this, and a voice comes and says, this one's not dead yet. And the young kid, he's like, he's looking around like, oh my God, did I just hear that? Like, what the heck? Am I going crazy? Right? You see, so anyways, long story short, he doesn't do anything. He has this, you know, Claire audience, this voice, and then the voice comes again, but now it's booming. And so without thinking, he opens up the bag, gets the defibrillator out, and he's pumping on his chest. Long story short, then the guy obviously lives to tell the story. But the second time it happened, his heart glowed even more. And that, Aunt Peggy, that told me that what we don't, I can't wait to see energy. I can't wait to see it. I don't yet. I'm a feeler. But what seers would see with us walking around, just being aligned, just being happy, just being at ease and in grace, we're touching so many people. It's not a cliche. It's true. And I'm sure you get that yourself. People just kind of come around and they're like, I don't know what it is about you, but right?
Yeah, there are so many stories. And a man contacted me last week, and the doctor said that he would not survive. And I said, you will, because when all the doctors said, you can die here or you can go home to die. And then I said, you have a choice, because we have so much power in ourselves. So I healed him, and I also made him a sound file, and he's perfectly okay, and he will live. But a lot of doctors says we don't know more to do with you, because they, when with the Western medicine, it's has its limitation, to put it like that. And when they don't have anything, they said, well, you must, we don't have anything, so we have just let you go to die. But if they could have opened up to a bigger picture, because there are so, we have so much healing power within and around us, and open up to the divine aspect, wow, that's the biggest healer there is.
We are this body is the temple of the living God. We are it. And it's just, and you know, I'd like to say, you know, one never need go to anybody else, you know, or healing modalities and this and that, whatever. We have the power, and it's really truly believing in and trusting and having faith and all that is, which is not out there, which is right here, right? I mean, there were times when I was living in Slovakia, there was one time I remember, and I was living with a family, and I was in my room for about 7 days. I don't know exactly how long. I was sick. And even I thought to myself, oh shit, I'm going to die. And, you know, this family's going to have to take care of this body. And, you know, my parents and blah, blah, and all this stuff. And I just trusted. I wasn't, you know, and I believe as you, like, the body knows how to heal itself. So I think I went, you know, 2 days without even water, right? Like, I'm okay with, I've done extensive water fasts in my life. So I know the power of that. And so there I was in that room, you know, blood in my, you know, when I was coughing, and it was not pretty. I really thought, and that's happened a few times. You know, sometimes even my husband's like, listen, we should go to the doctor. And I say, no, I am that. Right. And but I know my energetic signature is very it's that of trust. And I just have to remind myself that. So,
yeah, we have to remind ourselves, because we're reminding ourselves who we are, and then we remember more and more. So we go back to remembrance.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You'll laugh at me, perhaps. I mean, I was lying in bed the other day listening to a sound bath, and I just started things, like, because light language, all of that is at the tip of our beingness, right? So I just started playing like a child, right? And I think that's what helps me a lot, is to use my imagination to just blow off the world that seems so harsh and chaotic and whatever, but just being childlike, that, you know, like Jesus said, right? That it's everything, right? You know, our imagination is, I mean, I love to break down words, and I think of it as like I, Magi, nation. It's a nation of Magis, you know, and really wise, knowing beings, right? So yeah, imagination just is key, is pivotal in this process.
And another thing that is pivotal that you did today, even though you feel the crazy energy, and you said yes, you could have said, I cannot do it. I cannot be on this. So even though we was planning to speak about something else, but and I want to bring one aspect of that in here. But you said yes, that's the most important thing. You said yes, even though your body and the energy, everything is kind of crazy. And you said yes in spite of it. So that's so important this time.
And I, you know, thank you for saying that. And I think, you know, it's being the example, right? Like not just, like 98% of me just wanted to be in the covers in the dark room today, really. And it was just get out of bed, just take one step. You don't have to do your normal routine. Don't push yourself to do anything, or just walk, just go have some water, you know, and that's so, because we get so fixed in and orderly and stuff, right? So it's like the word hope. I say to people who are like, oh, I hope it's going to be okay. And I'm like, no, hope is for beggars. On the vibratory scale of things, right, hope is quite low. If you're in a situation that you're in absolute despair, yes, please hope. hope then. But you know, if you're hoping to land this job or whatever, don't hope for it. Know it. Just know it. Yeah. Within all, and just get into the state of alignment and you know, we've got things really, really backwards, but that's what's being corrected, right? Is using our imagination and just moving along a step at a time. And just to tie up this thought, what I always encourage people to do, and this when I was working with students in Austria, I did 2 weeks in England with a whole bunch of students from Austria and some from Russia. It was the greatest 2 weeks of my life. And one of the first things that I did with the group was I asked them to write me a letter 10 years from now. Tell me what happened since this very day. And then it was an exercise, a cheeky on my part, to see who is where in terms of imagination. You know, so it was really interesting to receive back. Well, I went to Hollywood and I married this footballer and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, man, we've got some work to do, you know. And then it was continuing on just, you know, in that 2 weeks to teach them the magic that they are. Right. And that's let's go beyond that. Let's go really well beyond that. So I still encourage that this day when people, you know, are asking me or in a state as well. And I do it too. I do it for myself. I wake up and I journal, you know, but sometimes, you know, I'm had as well. The energy gets the best of me and that's okay. I'm here saying that's okay. And that, you know, it's important to be able to see this in the flesh. And really, I think even yesterday I was like, it's okay if I'm just gonna die. I'm just gonna, you know, I don't know how, I'll just, you know, and I'm like that. Then the other part of me is like, well, you are, that's what's happening. And, you know, and it was, that's the call, die, yes, die, allow yourself to. And I say that to myself and I'm like, okay, I allow this aspect of me to just die now. It's okay. I speak to my ego and say, you know, listen, I know you've been with me all these years. We've done this together. It's okay for you to go. It's okay. It's all right.
But I hear that you have a very healthy relationship with the word dying, because a lot of people that I work with, just hearing the word die, death, scares them to death, kind of. So the relationship we have to that, we know that it is a transmission. It is not kind of, we are going from one stage to another.
Yeah.
And going out of this body is actually beautiful. I have consciously go out of this body a lot of time. And one of the first time I did it was when I lived with a pain body. I had extremely pain body. And then I was in a group and they holded the space and I was lifted out of my body. And I met my relatives and it was so beautiful and so no pain. And I have a conversation with my relatives and it was just, and I didn't want to go back, because living without the pain, it is so amazing. But my grandmother said, well, you know, you have to go back. You have a lot of things to do and it will be a blink of an eye and you are back. We are here. You know, we are here. So I went back. But yes, not this body carry a lot and it's painful and it can be very hard. But so as you say, but if we let it die, what dies is the anxiety, the depression, the shame, the guilt, and all we are carrying for ourselves and also our ancestors, because we are programmed subconsciously. So
yes.
Yeah. So we carry sorrow and so much grief from our ancestors that have lived so hard lives.
Yes. Yes, and it's all part of the fallen human. It's all part of us falling from grace. Like, death is, yeah, I have no, I mean, I fear making a phone call more than more than the idea of death, you know. It's
That's ridiculous, but yes, that's how we do it.
Like this is goodness. Death, yes, a transition. I mean, in my parents' religion, they say a beautiful thing when someone has died. They say in Punjabi, my parents are Sikh, and they say that person has become whole, right? Which is a beautiful thing. Like, and I say to people, I'm so open about this, and I've said this to my parents and my husband, and you know, everyone, even you know, where I was working in the crystal store, I would be like, look, if I had a heart attack right now, don't you cry, don't you do anything. My body's fallen off. I'm kissing you on the shoulder. I'm right here, right? Like, you know, and I said, and because there's such this thing about death, which it's not true. What can I say? But it's not true. Disease, death, aging, all of that stuff is part of the fallen program, which we are rising out of right now. None of that is normal. In ancient time, we would, first of all, and this is, I think, okay, so let me just say this. In ancient time, we were not born through a woman. And then a baby, and you know, having to grow up, we were souls over there in a different dimension, saying, "I want to check out that plane, that plane of existence, that third dimension, that Earth. I want to go there and experience physicality. What does it feel like to be born? What does it feel like? Oh, sorry, no. This is in ancient time." Not being born, that's after the fallen program. In ancient time, it was just, I want to experience physicality. I want to know what that's like. So we would show up as spirit in our light body, all of that, right? And it was over time. It was over time of, you know, having fallen from grace that we've, you know, now we are born, we have to, you know, learn all over again, all that stuff. None of that, like, and we didn't die back in ancient time. It was like, okay, I'm done with this. I'm done with this physicality. I'm going back to the ninth. I'm going back to the 22nd dimension, whatever it is, you know? And there was no like, oh my God, you're leaving? Like, because we could do it too. We could go together, whatever. And I know this might sound really out there for probably a great deal of people, but imagine that. Imagine, you know, that I want to go to Pluto today. I want to explore, you know, that, and we have that is within our DNA. It's in our coding, you know? Oh boy, do we, my mind stops there. You know, none of what we experience is true. What is true? That which doesn't change, right? As Lao Tzu was saying, or says, that which doesn't change, which is what? Our soul. You know, and we are our soul's ambassadors here doing our best to remember.
To remember.
Together. Yeah. And yes. I had, so actually I want to jump to you and ask you a question. Like when you came out of your sort of dark night of the soul in 2018, and then it was like this big 100% yes, is that when your abilities started to kick in like more, or was it already happening? If it was already happening before,
it's starting in the midst of the dark night of the soul, and the only thing I could rely on in the dark night of the soul was the ability, even though I didn't know that what they was, but they were always true. So I just, the only thing I could trust was all the foresight and all things that kind of, it wasn't logic at all, but that was the only truth that I could hold on to, because all the other stripped away.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That. I wanted to ask that aloud, just so that people get that as well. Because for me, it's the intuition. I've had now like clairvoyance is starting. So we had a really big rainstorm. I actually didn't even see like a really big, it rained one night, you know? And in the morning, I had this vision of a parking lot being flooded that's parked nearby us. And I remember saying out loud, but it didn't rain that much, you know, and I just let it go. And then later on that day, my friend and I, we were like, let's go to that park. And we were driving down like the just little hill to get to the parking lot. And there it was, the exact vision that I had, yeah. All this water. And I've never seen it like that. And it was you know, that happened. And then, you know, just a few nights ago in my sleep, and it wasn't clairaudience, I don't know how to describe it, but I had Oracle of Delphi just there, you know? And so this is the sort of thing, people pay attention to all these things, write them down. I mean, and this is an interesting one, and I must share it because we can't take things personally. We get information. So, and this is what I mean. In my mind the other day, I'm preparing dinner and I had the word come up to me, diverticulitis. And so it's some form of disease, some form of, you know, bodily thing. And I was like, no, 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 go away. Just go. And then I was like, okay, it keeps coming back. So you need to, don't try to push it away. Don't resist this. I was like, okay, divert. Okay. And then eventually it faded. The next day we went to a friend's place and who I cooked for. And she happened not to mention, she completely forgot that she has diverticulitis. So she can't have the seeds that I had put in the food, right? So it was, and yeah, so it was really, so things like that, it really taught me, and I was saying this to my husband, that we're getting information and it might not be for us.
Yes.
So don't push everything away. You're the first person I'm having this, you know, conversation with about it. It's just hear it. Don't, and I think the key word here is don't judge. You know, and that's for all of what we're going through anyways, right? But don't judge anything or anyone, because it doesn't serve the purpose and it just makes things longer.
Yeah, and when I have a lot of words or insight, I will say maybe 95% of the time it's for others. It's rarely for me because I don't need so much information. I have surrendered completely and it's for, so I know that someone will contact me and I know it's for a bigger purpose and someone that will connect with me or something. So it's just like you said that when we get something, if it's a bad word, but actually our languages are poisoned. So almost all languages on Mother Earth are poisoned. So we have so much judgment in the word. So we say it as bad and heavy and all these things, but it is actually neutral and it's information. So what do we do with that information? If we heard the word cancer, we freak out, but cancer is a word that really holds a lot of information.
Yes,
so every word is information and it's not bad or good words. It's information that will help us wherever we are in ourselves. So just to understand this, and translation from one language to another can change the wording also. So it, and then we go into vibration, and this is actually very big, but everything is information, but information isn't bad or good. It's neutral.
Yes.
It's how we are interpreting it. How do we can use it. It's good for something.
Right. It just needs to be decoded. See it as code, right?
Yeah.
And what, so yeah, I love that you just said that. And I mean, that's really important. Thank you. Thank you for saying your experience as well, how you're like 95% of it is for others. I think that's really big to hear. So yeah, not good, bad, right or wrong.
I'm so glad you said this example because, oh, it's a sickness. Oh, it's something wrong with me. Well, it was a sickness, but it was for a friend and it just informed you. So it was just information.
Yeah, yeah. And if I was, you know, to send her a message and say, hey, do you have any allergies? Because I know she's really sensitive to stuff. You know, if I, you know, opened up that word with a different branch of thought, you know, we could have realized that actually she can't have. She loved what I made. And she's like, I'm going to try it because you made it. But she couldn't eat it. Right. So Yeah, it was a big lesson for me. That was really big to realize that, hey, it's not all about you, and oftentimes it just really isn't, especially as the field through which we're all connected. That's where the information is everywhere. It's everywhere.
It's a we game. It's not the I game anymore. It's a we game. We are not here alone. So we are all player, kind of the divinity game now, but and all of us are holding a part of the totality. So,
Yeah.
but it is a we. We are not placed on Mother Earth alone. We are placed here to be nice to each other, help each other, and yeah, to really
Like
have
I
a
said,
nice time.
what's that?
To really enjoy, to have happiness, and because now we have lived for so many years and it has been hard. Now we
Yes.
move into this new way of being, loving life, loving each other, yeah, emanating more love and light.
Yes, agreed, agreed. That's what it's supposed to be, as cliche and fluffy and whatever sounds. Doesn't everybody want that? Like this is what I say, like don't you want to teleport? Like people say, yeah, anyways, we'll talk about the Wright brothers and how they developed the airplane, and people call them psychotic and crazy, and and they did it. We have, and it was their imagination. We have to just play. We have to be like, Uncle Jesus, the beautiful, beautiful soul that came to show us the way. And, you don't have to do what I did. Just now you got it. You've got the coding. You've got it. Just, you've got it. And so, yeah, it's just time. It's that time.
It's time.
And if I can just say, God bless him, blessed is he, going on the cross so that so all of it, like I feel resurrected now. I didn't have to go on the cross. There's no one around me, and it was just this realization of like, okay, it's time to just go for it, let it all die, and here I am with you, here and now, resurrected. I will not go into the bed and pull the covers over my head, and in the dark, I'll go straight outside. First, put my feet on the ground and just give reverence to life, where I do that right now with you. Here we are. This is magic that we're on these, screens across from each other. This is crazy. But even these screens, even this technology is secondary to what we are, truly, true human,
Yeah,
true divine.
Right?
Right, I
I
said to
said to
kids,
kids,
like, where
where
we
we
would
would
hold their
hold their
phone and
phone
say,
and
where
say,
does
where
this
does this
come
come
from?
from?
Manufacturer, and
And
it's
it's
based on
based on
us.
us.
It's based on
Based on
us,
us.
but it's
But
not.
it's not
It's it's
it's the
it's
it's
not what
not
we
what we
are, and
are.
we
And
are
we are
so
so
amazing.
amazing.
Just have to
Just have
know
to
it.
know it.
Yeah.
It was such a pleasure. I'm so glad that you contacted me. And this also remind me of what we are in now. It's resonating. We are following the vibration and the resonance. So you find resonance in me and you contacted me and there you are and here we are. And yes, so yeah. This is kind of the time now is we are resonating and evolving and loving
Yes.
life and showing up and saying yes.
Exactly. And if I may want say one more thing, we're so supported by the invisible. We are so supported. And for anyone tuning in, just ask for help. The angels are there, the guides are there. It's the month of May. Mother Mary is with us, and I mean, just the other day, really quickly, I was like, Jesus, and I call him Isa. Please, I need your support. I need your presence. I'm going through this thing, and it was, just saying that out loud allowed me to take the first step. And then something happened in the kitchen, which I couldn't correct, and it corrected. And I was just like, what? How? And I just gave thanks to Mother
Everything is
Isa. So.
energy and everything is information. So I also use it and I ask for help and it's there always. Maybe not always
Always.
in the way I wanted it with my mind, but sometimes much better. So I just open, okay, I don't know what to do, help me. And I ask for different kind of help. And I say, if that's not correct, give me a better help. So, but we are so supported. Wow.
Yes. Yes. There's no other word but wow. Exactly. Wow. Oh, it was an absolute, absolute pleasure, Aunt Peggy. Absolutely. You are a love, exactly as I felt you from the first time that I saw you. So thank you for doing what you do.
And thank you for saying yes and sending me an email. Thank you.
Pleasure, really. This isn't about us. It's about everybody. So
it is. Mwah.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Design Podcast with Aunt Peggy Divine. Join us next Sunday for another Heaven on Earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity, may the path of your divine design light the way. From the divine in us to the divine in you.